Walker. Where are you now?
Hey, Krista, how's Martha?
Just fine. So where are you now?
Going under the railroad bridge at Queen and Degrassi. Whee!
That's a cheap thrill.
Best I've managed in 4 days.
Gee, Walker, you're so romantic.
I just thought I'd mention it.
Do you keep count now?
No, of course not. No.
Maybe if you came to bed sometime instead of writing.
Are you kidding? You're asleep before your head hits the pillow. Anyway, I'm not serious, okay? I'm just joking around. Jeez. It's just like guy talk, you know? Just trying to get a rise out of you, okay?
You have a pickup at 85 Shooter, apartment 3.
Oh, good. November 25th. Marriage is great, but it's busy. I've only been married like 10 months, and I'm exhausted. The logistics would kill you. At first, everybody wondered whether Krista should go back to work. My mom, Krista's dad, her aunt, Father Day at Sacred Heart, our boss, Mr. Piatelli, his handyman. Mainly because Krista's in a wheelchair most of the time, though she uses crutches at home and for short distances. Everybody thought she'd have enough on her hands just staying home with the baby. But Krista, she does what she wants to do. She figures she can do everything, including working nights. Hi. Thought I'd stop off late for a moment, brought you something.
Oh, what?
Milkshake. Strawberry double scoop.
Real milk or powdered? AP Cabs.
Real. I saw the guy pour it in.
Yes, sir. Out front. 10 minutes. Thank you. Simon, where are you now?
Ignore what I said before, okay?
In front of the Gladstone Hotel. I said in 10. Okay.
Thanks.
I said okay to Simon, not you.
Oh. Here's your milkshake. Good?
Nothing special. You sensitive clod.
I'm only kidding. Jeez, it didn't mean anything.
Everything means something, Walker. There's no such thing as only kidding.
Right.
I am tired, you know. I do have a nursing baby, you know. My sleep does get interrupted right in the middle of the feeder, you know.
I know.
Walker.
What?
Maybe I won't be so sleepy when I get home this morning. And maybe you won't want to write this morning.
Okay.
Walker?
Yeah?
This is a great milkshake.
And that's how it started that night. Like normal. The baby monitor was sitting on the desk right next to Krista. Martha was up in Mr. Piatelli's apartment, as usual, sleeping. At first, she stayed down on the garage level beside Krista, but Mr. Piatelli convinced us after a few nights it was better if she slept upstairs once he went up there to go to sleep himself.
Why?
Because fewer germs.
He bought this huge crib to put in his front room, and a mobile with toy airplanes and angels and clouds to hang over it, and we bought the monitors, pink with little lambs on them. Jeez. She's great, though. Every time she coos or cries over the monitor, she sounds just like Krista. Where are you now, Walker?
Walker, it's 2 a.m. Get back in your cab and make some money.
Okay. I'll cruise the warehouses. There's at least 4 illegal booze cans down there. Always someone wanting to...
Krista!
Krista and I looked at each other. Who was that? Then we turned and looked at the baby monitor on the desk.
Krista, do you know where your baby is?
Walker!
There could only be one place that voice was coming from. Mr. Piatelli's. On the door.
What? What's happening? Walker!
I don't know, Krista. Go back to the office. Call on the phone. Krista stood at the bottom of the stairs, looking up at me for a moment, her eyes enormous, like if I fell into them, I'd drown. Then she swung away on her crutches and labored across the garage bay towards her office as fast as she could.
Is there someone in there? Please answer. Who's in there? Please! Oh, jeez.
I wasn't going to lose it. No way. Had to stay calm. Calm. I went back down the stairs. I mean, it could be like... What? Well, Mr. Piattelli could be fast asleep and he just forgot and locked the door. And the voice... Maybe it was picked up on the monitor like a radio wave or something. Maybe someone was fooling around with a shortwave radio. But she said, Krista. Krista.
No!
What?
There's no answer. The phone keeps ringing and ringing and...
He's asleep.
There's a phone right beside his bed. He's not deaf.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
Do something!
Have you heard anything more from, you know, her?
No.
Hello? Is there anyone there? Please speak up if there's someone there.
Oh, stop it, Walker. Don't.
I'm just trying.
Don't. I can't stand it. I'm going to call...
Krista.
Oh.
Martha says to say hello.
Oh, God.
911, Krista. 911.
The idea was to stay calm. That's what I kept saying to myself. Stay calm. I flew out the side door and up the wooden steps to Mr. Piattelli's outside door.
Open up! Open up! Let me in, Mr. Piattelli! Come on! Come on! Let me in!
All right. Don't, then.
Walker, what are you doing?
Where's the sledge?
What?
The sledgehammer! The sledgehammer!
Hey, man, those are my personal tools.
Yo.
Look out! All right, man, that's it. Let's go. Right here. Come on, man, let's go.
Joe, listen to me. My baby's upstairs. The door's locked. Piattelli won't answer, and there's someone else up there.
Whoa!
Joe, where's the sledge?
Which one? The rubber one?
The metal one. The big one.
Why?
Joe Smart. What a name. And believe it or not, Mr. Piattelli lets him work on the cabs, which explains a lot about the cabs. He wears his gray hair in a ponytail, he has about 5 teeth, and he's always either really angry or really confused. Mr. Piattelli says he comes from the old neighborhood, so no matter what he does or he doesn't do, Joe Smart will always have a job with Mr. Piattelli.
It's over there, goof. I think.
Good. And the ladder!
Both doors in Mr. Piattelli's apartment were reinforced, but there was a third door at the back, suspended high over rusting auto parts, knee-high weeds, and piles of debris. At one time, it must have had a flight of steps leading up to it, but now it was just a black shadow in the brick wall. The kitchen was dark and neat. Mr. Piattelli is surprisingly neat for a 300-pound man who looks like he's just been caught in a windstorm. There was a light on in the living room, and silence. It was so silent. After all my racket, not a sound. Not even from Martha. Oh, Martha. Cry, gurgle, goo-goo, do something. Martha. I looked out into the living room. I saw Mr. Piattelli sitting in his sofa chair, dressing gown on, his head down, his one hand covering his face. He was just sitting there, like he was grieving. And on the sofa, a woman with some kind of purple team jacket on and faded jeans, and she was looking right at me. And in her lap, looking at me too with her great dark eyes, was Martha. The woman smiled a little.
Hello, Walker.
Mr. Piattelli never looked up. I could see his hand against his face trembling. In her one hand she held the pink monitor with the lambs on it, and in the hand that was cradling Martha, she was holding a knife.
Sit down, Walker. It's going to be a long night.
Don't hurt her.
Sit down.
Yeah, okay. I'm down.
You know, this kid's going to owe you a new door, eh, Alfonso?
Now Mr. Piattelli did look up at me. His face was wet with tears.
I'm sorry, Walker. I'm real sorry.
Yeah, well, if someone would tell me what's going on, geez. I mean, Martha doesn't have anything to do with anything. She's hungry. It's her feeding time. Just, like, let me hold her. I won't go anywhere. It's my baby. Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
I'll slit her throat wide open if you don't shut up, Daddy.
Oh, geez.
It's all right, Eva, it's all right.
Oh, sure it is. It's perfect. My life is perfect.
Eva was blonde. Her hair was kind of frizzy and faded, her face long and thin, attractive in a way, more unusual, striking, than pretty. Something hard and vulnerable about it all at the same time. Her shoulders were narrow and thin under her jacket, her faded jeans skin-tight, ripped and frayed at the cuffs. An old pair of faded blue moccasins on.
Know the tough part? I can't hold this thing in one hand, the baby and the knife in the other, and smoke at the same time. Ah, well, I don't need to talk into this thing anymore anyway.
Walker, I wake up because there's someone, you know, pounding on the side door. I look out. It's only Eva. I let her in.
Oh, yeah?
Better get the phone, Walker.
Hello?
Walker! Oh, you got in, thank God. Where's Martha? What's happening? What's wrong?
Everything's, like, okay.
The police are here.
The police are here.
Don't send them up.
All right, don't send them up.
Who are you talking to? Walker, what do you mean don't send them up?
Mr. Piatelli's here, and Martha is fine, honey. She's fine. And I'm here, and there's this lady here who's...
A maniac.
Who's real nice, but...
Tell Krista. It is Krista, right? Tell her to hang up, and we'll talk to the cops.
Walker!
Yeah, I've got to hang up. Tell the cops to stay downstairs. Downstairs, and call from there.
Walker!
Do you mind if I smoke around your kid?
I do, like, smoke myself, but try to blow it the other way, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Eva lit up a cigarette, balancing Martha expertly on her knee. Martha, her little head wobbling, looked up at her, this strange person, and smiled. Then Joe Smart came through the kitchen door.
Hey, Alfonso, you got trouble with this guy?
Joe?
You should see your door, man. He busted clean.
Get out of here.
Go back, Joe.
Alfonso, the cops just pulled in. So you called the cops on this guy, huh?
No.
Then what's going on? Hey, whoa. Didn't see you there.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Whoa, what you got there?
Martha.
No, I mean, what you got in your hand there?
Oh, a knife.
Yeah?
Jeez.
Tell you what I want you to do, Joe. You go back downstairs real fast. Tell the cops a woman has a baby hostage up here, and if she as much as sees a cop's face, the baby's dead.
Move it, Joe.
Yeah, right.
You can use the front door this time. Unlock it.
Yeah, right.
Go.
Right. I'll tell the cops.
To stay away.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Well, now we're getting somewhere, eh, Alfonso?
Yeah.
So, you two, like, know each other?
Oh, yeah, good friends. Or we were. He doesn't like me anymore. They'll bring a whole SWAT team down here, eh, Alfonso? They'll try to shoot me from somewhere, right?
I don't know, Eva.
You know, he loves this kid of yours, Walker. That's all he talks about. Martha this, Martha that. Trying to make me feel better, you know? Well, it didn't work. Anyway, she's a cute baby.
Yeah, she's the only baby we've got.
Yeah, well, same here. Tanya's the only baby I've got. Only I don't. They took her away from me. So, I want her back.
Yeah. Well, I don't think this is the way to do it. I mean, personally.
You don't know shit, Walker. You're just a kid.
Yeah, right.
You know, you got everything. You got it made, you and, Krista. What kind of name is Krista, anyway? With a name like that, I'm surprised she'd want a kid. Krista and Daphne and Samantha. Shit!
Okay, Eva.
Yeah, well, I told you. I told you I couldn't stand it. I told you. It's all right, baby. Oh, no. It's all right. There. Alfonso was trying to help me through, Walker. He's a nice man. Well, at first he wanted more than just to help me through. But when that wasn't on, he stuck around to be my friend. Like, more than a boyfriend. Isn't that right, Alfonso?
I don't know.
Oh, I do. I love you for that, Alfonso.
Okay.
You know, I can't make it. That's the thing. He thought I could, but I can't. Walker, go downstairs. Tell the cops my name is Eva Hilton. Tell them to call Children's Aid and have them bring my baby here. I want my baby, Tanya, and I want to go home. And then you will get your baby back. It's as simple as that.
No, I can't. I can't leave. Nope. Mr. Piattelli will tell them I'm staying here.
Walk.
No!
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah. You go on, Alfonso. You know everything. Tell them all about me.
Yeah, well, Walker,
it's okay.
You hurt that little kid, Eva, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll do something. You hear me?
Goodbye, Alfonso.
I talked to the cops on the phone. They promised to cooperate, even asked us if we'd like some food. Eva said no, I wasn't hungry either. So Eva and I just smoked and talked, talked and smoked. Tanya, her little girl, was 2.5. They lived in Alexander Park, public housing, until Eva's boyfriend got arrested for dealing drugs in the parking lot. The Metro Housing Authority kicked them all out without a hearing, even though Eva didn't get charged and didn't know anything about it. New rules. The Children's Aid Society took Tanya away, and so she lost her family allowance check, too. She ended up sleeping on the couch at some friends. She was allowed to see Tanya one day a week, but supervised. The visits were in a playroom at the Children's Aid. A worker stood there watching her all the time.
Because I have this record, like, way back, before Tanya was born. Drugs, you know, stuff. And I freaked out when they took her. But I've been clean, like really clean for, 3 years. Just a bit of booze, you know. They said they'd like to see me get a job and an apartment of my own. Like, live all alone, no boyfriends. And, in 3 months, they'd reconsider my situation. Maybe I could see Tanya unsupervised for a day, and then maybe two. And then, who are they, you know? How come they get to run my life? Because I'm poor? Because they're not? I did get a job. Donut shop. That's where I met Alfonso. Then the place went broke and I lost it. Then I showed up drunk on my day to see Tanya and because I can't make it without her. She's all I've got. Now I can't see her at all. They say if I get myself into rehab, if I get them to certify I'm okay, then maybe in a couple of months I'll be back where I started. One day with Tanya, and maybe two. Can't they see what they're doing to me? They'll turn me into a drunk again.
You're not drunk now.
No, I'm not. I'm wired. Uppers. Had to do this. But I'm coming down, Walker. I am coming down.
Right. Will I get it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Walker.
Oh, Inspector Kiss.
I hear you're having a little problem up there.
Yeah.
You know that guy? Have they got my baby yet?
Walker, you just say I see for yes and pardon for no. You got that? Nice and neutral.
Have you got her baby here yet?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like an I see or a pardon, Walker. The answer is no.
Soon. She'll be here soon.
Well, tell him to hurry up.
Walker.
Hurry up with the baby.
Yeah, right. Are you and your kid in any immediate danger?
Pardon?
Good. Now, here's the thing. There is no way Children's Aid's going to bring her baby into this mess. And there's no way we're going to let her walk out of here as if nothing's happened. You got that?
I see.
What's he talking about?
Hold on, Eva.
There's a window overlooking the bay of the garage, right?
I see.
In 10 minutes, an unarmed policewoman will be standing back by the bay doors with what will look like a 2-year-old in her arms covered with a blanket.
Walker!
Just a sec.
Then she'll come up those iron stairs to the front door. Now, the deal is, she has to drop the knife first. Outside the door, Then the exchange can be made. You make a grab for Martha. The policewoman will look after her. You got that?
I see.
Now, if anything goes wrong, the unarmed policewoman will blow her brains out. Otherwise, she'll just spend the next 10 years in jail.
Hang up! Hang up!
Yeah, and don't freelance this one on me, Walker. Just follow orders.
Hang up! Well, what did he say?
He said, you've got a deal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tanya will be here in 10 minutes. You'll be able to see her through that window over there? Then this unarmed person will bring her up here to exchange. Only one thing.
What?
They can't give her to you with a knife in your hand. You toss it out the door and they'll hand you Tanya and I get Martha.
And then what?
And then, you and Tanya can go and the police, Inspector Kiss, he'll talk to the children's aide to come up with, like, a better arrangement.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the matter with you?
You've got 10 minutes.
I heard you! Look, I'm running out of cigarettes here.
Here, I'll roll you one of mine.
Oh, okay. Great news, huh? They're gonna give me back my baby. Where the hell's that cigarette?
Just about done. Here. Yeah, I'll light it for you. There.
Your baby's asleep.
Yeah, she's like that. She can, sleep through anything. Oh. It's all in that milk.
Oh, breastfeeding.
Yeah, Eva.
What?
Nothing. Oh, jeez. Listen, you said I didn't know anything, remember?
I said you didn't know shit.
Right, but you do. You know cops. You know the children's aid.
What are you trying to say?
That I can see in your face what you've known all along. Maybe you tried to convince yourself you didn't know it.
What's that?
But the cops, children's aid, they wouldn't bring Tanya down here. They can't. In 10 minutes, they're going to try to fool you with some stupid doll in a blanket or... But you'd never be fooled, and then there'd be bullets flying all over this place.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Walker, I am sitting here with a knife to your kid's throat.
I know. But I know. You're a mother. You love your child. And I know what you're trying to do.
What?
Eva, you said you couldn't make it without Tanya, and they didn't listen. So now you're proven to all those people who wouldn't listen that it's true.
Am I?
All you want is for them to help you, not give you rules.
What? What? All of a sudden you know everything? Is that it?
Aren't I right?
I don't know!
Listen to you now. They'll help you.
Oh, will they? And why should I believe you any more than anybody else?
I don't know.
No, you don't. I've proved my point, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think she's wet. You're a good kid. So, why don't you take her off my hands, huh?
Oh, jeez. Hey, can I come in?
I don't know.
How is she?
She's fine.
I'm sorry. You know, putting you through all this, oh, I could kill myself.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Well, don't.
Okay. Hey, I want you to take a couple more days off. Maybe you could dispatch out of your apartment.
Out of this place? It's too small.
I didn't know what she... I should have guessed. Krista?
What?
Nothing.
Your taste in women is lousy.
Yeah, always has been.
Alfonso. Oh, I knew you couldn't have known.
I should have guessed.
Krista stayed home and cried for 5 days and all, held Martha all the time. Martha got a lot of milk. When the cops took Eva away, she looked almost hopeful. Finally, something might be done that would help her instead of making things worse. She ended up at the East Toronto Detention Center, where she was jammed into one of their overcrowded cells and given a legal aid lawyer. She was supposed to have a psychiatric assessment, but there was so many on the waiting list she still hadn't seen anyone by the time they took her to court for her preliminary hearing. And that's what she told me when I went in to see her the other day. She hadn't had a chance to talk to anyone. She didn't really know what was going on. She looked anxious and confused. Then her lawyer showed up, opened up his smart leather briefcase, handed her a piece of paper. The children's aid were applying to make Tanya a ward of the Crown. She looked at me and kind of smiled. A terrible, heartbreaking smile. It said, "You see, Walker? You see what I mean now?" And I did. I did.
You've just heard The Mystery of the Unfit Mother, episode number 24 of Midnight Cab by James W. Nichol. David Ferry and Jacqueline Samuda starred as Walker and Krista, with Howard Jerome as Piatelli. Neil Monroe returned as Inspector Kiss, with Bill Colgate as Joe Smart. Lenore Zahn guest starred as Eva Hilton. Music is by Milan Kimlicka, with casting by Linda Grierson. The recording engineer is Joanne Anka, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Production assistant, Susan Taves. Midnight Cab is produced and directed in Toronto by our executive producer, Bill Howell. For the Mystery Project, I'm Bob Bovin.